Recording 49, page 73. Exercise 1. Look at the information on this page. Inventions. Did you know that?
Nivea Cream, 1911. In 1911, Oskar Troplowitz, a German pharmacist, and Paul Gerson Unner, a dermatologist, teamed up and developed the mother of all creams, Nivea. Nivea literally means Snow White. Following its initial success, the range expanded. Soon there were soap, hair milk, shaving soap, and suntan cream. In 1924, Nivea appeared on the famous blue tin, which remains iconic of the Nivea brand today. In the 1950s, the Nivea ball became the perfect holiday accessory. It was easy to store and even easier to inflate. As such, it provided fun for the whole family. What began in 1911 as Nivea Cream is today a huge brand family with over 500 products.
Blue Jeans, 1850s. In 1853, a young tailor from Germany called Oscar Levi began working in San Francisco. Levi sold thick canvas to miners who used the canvas to make tents. Miners often complained that they could not find trousers that were strong enough for work in the gold mines. Levi decided to make some trousers out of canvas. The canvas trousers were just what miners wanted. However, the canvas was rather heavy and stiff. Levi therefore began to look for a different textile. He soon found a heavy textile from France called serge de Nîmes. Americans just called this denim, and this name soon got reduced to denim. Denim was a bit lighter than canvas, but it was very strong. It was ideal for miners. However, original denim was almost white, and miners did not like the colour. Their denim trousers got dirty as soon as they began working. Levi Strauss therefore decided to use coloured denim, and he chose dark blue. It happened in 1873, and that's the year in which blue jeans were born. Blue jeans became classic American working trousers.
The Smiley Face, 1963. Harvey Ball, a graphic artist from Massachusetts, USA, created Smiley in December 1963. It was simple, friendly, and yellow. Mr. Ball coloured Smiley yellow to give it a sunshiny look. It soon appeared on buttons, posters, greeting cards, shirts, bumper stickers, cookie jars, earrings, bracelets, keychains, etc. Mr. Ball earned only $45 for his friendly creation. But he was never angry because of that. He helped the whole world smile a little more.
The Beetle, 1936. Between 1934 and 1936, Ferdinand Porsche designed the prototype of the Volkswagen VW 1936, aka People's Car, and even better known as the Beetle. He also designed its rounded shape that defined the Beetle for decades to come. Many modernized versions of the Beetle followed. In 2019, the final edition Beetle series rolled off the production line in Mexico. Bye-bye, little Beetle.
The Chicken Sausage, Polly, 1974. In 1974, Perudnina Ptuj created the first ever chicken sausage on the market. The proud parents, Matilda Lovrencic and Cyril Varga, knew that a bright future lay ahead for Polly. In 2007, Perutnina Ptuj came up with a perfect solution for all the poly-crazy people who want poly to just fall into their sandwiches on its own. Poly slices. In 2009, poly crossed the road and turned into poly pate. For all those who love poly and would like to spread it on their bread.
The Jukebox, 1889. The jukebox, a coin-operated machine that plays music, was born in 1889. In that year, Louis Glass fitted a coin slot on a phonograph and placed it in a pub in San Francisco. The customer inserted a coin and selected a gramophone record. The golden age of the jukebox was the 1950s. At that time, teens were flocking to restaurants and diners to get their rock and roll fix. Today, some companies still manufacture classically styled jukeboxes, but these jukeboxes are based on a CD playing mechanism.